the Fairchild Challenge is awesome. It's a national program designed to help teens get more engaged with the environment and making an impact and looking at creative ways to respond to current issues and also to do some problem solving. I'd like you to meet first a group of kids. We have three schools represented today in the latest challenge, which has to do with greening up your school. And we'll learn more about how this all worked. But first, you're going to meet students from Schaefer Elementary School. They took first place. They're sixth graders. And why don't we go around and we'll have you each sort of lean up into the mic. Make sure you're about that far away or so. Say hello. Any shout-outs, feel free to. I'm going to start with you.
Hi, I'm Joy Burley. Shout-out to my mom at home.
Hi, I'm Jocelyn. Shout-out to my family.
Hi, my name is Megan. Shout-out to my dad.
Hi, my name is Dream.
No shout-outs to Dream? No. Shout-out to me. Okay.
Hi, my name is Michaela. Shout-out to my family.
Hi, my name is Shaylee. Shout out to my sister.
Hi, my name is Paige. No shout out.
Hi, my name is Caitlin. Shout out to my family.
And before we do any more shout outs, there's a special guest with a shout out to all of you. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Dr. Maureen. I'm the principal of Schaefer calling.
Oh, how nice. I'm glad that we have you here. You know, Schaefer is my alma mater, so I hope you're taking
wonderful.
Good care of it.
Yes, we're very proud of the school, but most of all, I'm very proud of these girls this morning. That's why I wanted to call.
I'm so glad you did. Tell us, in a nutshell, what these girls have done to have an impact on the school.
It's their positive leadership that has made such a wonderful difference. They are girls that the other children, younger in lower grades, can look up to and be very proud of. So they are representing our school very well.
Well, that's wonderful. Thank you. And I'm sure you're looking forward to hearing what they have to say about their Fairchild.
Yes, I am. And congratulations to Mrs. Pearson for her instructional leadership, too.
Excellent. Thanks so much for checking in. How about that? Your principal is always watching and always listening, I guess. So did you guys do one project together or did it one project? Who can tell me about the overall project?
We all worked on it together. The goal was to turn our school into a more biophilic.
What does biophilic mean?
The love for all living things.
Huh, that makes sense. Filial love, bio-living, philic love. And what does that mean to you guys, love for all living things? Does anybody have, what does that mean from a practical standpoint?
Like going outside, planting, taking a walk, like going outside and interacting with
cycling.
Outside.
Recycling, that's a good thing. Any other thoughts about what this means, biophilic? Maybe thinking about consequences too, right? How your action could affect something that's living.
Mm-hmm.
Did you establish a program or a project, or what did you do to help the school become more biophilic?
We came up with ideas that we could do to take the before the school after, and then we made sketches of what it would be after we turned it into a more biophilic school.
Neat.
So
what,
we took
what, yeah.
before pictures, and we drew up new ones with the idea that we had for it, and we just drew over it.
Excellent.
Or a new sketch.
Yeah.
What were some of the ideas?
Yeah,
why don't you go? I know with so many of you it's hard, and you can go around. Do you each have a list of the ideas?
Yeah,
why don't you go around and you can each mention a few.
We had the nature trail. The forest that surrounds Schaefer's campus will be enhanced with nature trails running along the stream. The trails will provide opportunities for biophilic interactions in a natural environment and allow the students to exercise.
I used to play along that forest, and there's, at least when I was there, there were no natural trails. That's a great idea.
And I did a animal rehabilitation and a breeding center. Land animals that are injured and need rehabilitation will come to the center. It also has a breeding program for endangered species. Animals from this building will be used in the animal therapy room. It will also be a classroom for the land animal education.
What a good idea.
I have the Schaefer's entrance hall, and Schaefer already has one piece of biophilic art. It is the welcome sign in our entrance hall. All of the letters in the welcome sign are actually animals. We plan to keep this welcome sign there and the entrance with water walls and natural stones.
I remember the entrance as being all this green block. Is it still like that? Maybe it's changed.
Yeah, yeah.
It is still green? Still,
yeah.
That was there when I was even younger than you are. What was your idea?
Mine is the aquatic interactional pool. We are adding an indoor-outdoor pool that will serve a rehabilitation facility for aquatic animals such as dolphins and manatees that are too injured to go back to the wild. Interested students can learn to swim with the animals, and it will be a classroom for education about aquatic animals.
Now, that some of these ideas sound like they can happen. Is that something that you think you'll have as some sort of rehabilitation aquarium or pool?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's good to think big like that. I the idea of actually being able to nurture animals is a great way to learn. That's a super idea.
Aquarium line hallways. Our design team loves fish, so we decided that lining our halls with aquarium would be biophilic and a great way to teach about aquatic environments.
Excellent. Put those green walls to use. The fish would probably like looking at them. Let's just slide that microphone over. Tell me about yours.
I did green classrooms. We would take all of the lights and turn them into LED and use motion sensors so that whenever somebody walks into the classroom, the lights will turn on. And we also did aquariums and, like, cages for the animals. So, like, we would have some way to connect with nature inside. We would also have a vertical plant wall, which would have like ivy or some kind of plant that would go up the wall, and we would be able to enjoy nature that way. And we would also have desks that have iPads in them so that instead of using paper, we can save more energy. And we have microscopes so that people can be encouraged to use biology education. And we will also have recycling receptacles.
You guys are very persuasive in what you've developed here to get these tools. And everything you're saying does meet that theme of a word that I really didn't know until this week of it's biophilic, right? Biophily. A couple more to share?
I did the animal therapy room. In the animal therapy room, well, we figured that we learned that animals are very therapeutic for children. So the animal therapy room was a room for children to go to interact with the animals. And we also did an eco-friendly parking lot where it was on the side of our school, and it has bike racks and charging parts where people can plug in their electric cars. And yeah, people will, when traveling to Schaefer, people will be encouraged to walk, ride bikes, drive green cars, and carpool.
Excellent. I grew up on Stevendale Drive, by the way, right down the walkway. Does anybody know where that is?
It's right by the school, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very close to the school. Because do most of you take a bus or do you walk? Is anybody?
Bus
for everybody. Yeah, the school serves a greater distance than it used to. And have you got another one?
We have a quiet resting place where the area you go and you just lay down and just listen to the sounds of outside. We also have an outdoor garden where we grow foods instead of going to the store and buying them for our kitchen. And we also have a garden on the roof so it can take out the air pollution.
Yeah, you have that nice flat roof, yeah.
And then we have what the school will look like, as in with the Schaefer sign. We made it out of flowers. It's like a dolphin, and then it turns into a flower at the end. And then we have rocks in our driveway that spell out Schaefer Elementary. We have wind turbines and solar panels and lots of flowers and trees.
I love it. You guys are making me proud of my alma mater, and I think the Woodland Hills School Board would be really proud of some of your ideas. You've got some money-saving ideas, as well as some ideas for great education. There's somebody else that wants to say hello to you. Hi, who's this?
This is Kathy Gable.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Gable.
How are you all today?
Good. Now,
I am a sixth grade teacher, so I have about half of this group in my classroom, and I wanted to congratulate all of them. I know Mrs. Mahalski would join me in congratulating them. She has the other half of them. But we're all so proud of you, and I wanted to say a lot of your ideas sound like things we could do. But what I really wanted to mention was that I'm not sure that you mentioned that all of these things were done at Christmas time. So half of the kids that you have there were also actually doing all sorts of things with rehearsing for their band and their chorus and getting ready for their other presentations that they had to do at Christmas time. So fitting all of this in was just amazing that they got done what they did. And my kudos go to Mrs. Pearson, that because we're not her only school. She is only here 1.5 days a week. So it's just amazing that they get done what they do. Congratulations.
Thank you for checking in, Mrs. Gable. And congratulations to all of you. Is there anything else anybody meant to say that they forgot to say?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, thank you and congratulations. I hope we'll see you here again sometime. Thanks. Now, it's time for me to let you know who you're listening to. And then we're going to hear from Sean in just a second. And then we have students from the Baldwin-Whitehall School District. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at 88.3. WRCT Pittsburgh, 90.1. What a day we have today. There's so much activity going on. We are going to talk to some more students in just a moment, and then we still have live music coming up, and plenty of it, too, as Haley Rolfe joins us. The forecast today, it's going to be partly sunny, 48 degrees for the high, sunset 5:38. Then tonight and tomorrow, a 90% chance of rain. Tonight's low around 37, and tomorrow's high around 40 degrees. Right now, it's 38 in New Concord, Ohio, 39 in Washington and Indiana, 34 in Grove City and Clarion, and 39 degrees at our studios in historic Allegheny Square in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. Now I'm going to introduce you to Sean. Sean, where do you go to school?
Shaler Area Middle School.
Shaler Area. And what grade are you in?
I'm in seventh grade.
Okay, and Sean has a guitar, and you took this greening up challenge in a very creative way. What exactly did you do?
Well, I used my voice, and I used the Sound of Music to basically help people help my friends and help my peers realize how important it is to stay green. And, you know,
what a great thing. I mean, it takes a lot of courage to do that. Is music a big part of your life?
Yeah, definitely.
And did you write a song?
No. I'm very big on, you know, the natural beauty of the world and taking one small thing and making it a big thing, so I tried to pick a song that would definitely stress that quite a bit.
Well, excellent. Can you perform it?
Yes.
Okay. What's the name of the song?
The song is called The Sunflower Song. Traditionally, it's a love song, but I like to look at it from a couple different perspectives of, first of all, taking a small thing that eventually grows into one big thing. For example, you know, you do one little small thing like recycling one more bottle each day, which will eventually lead up to helping yourself and helping everyone around you stay in a more clear and crisp environment.
Well, fantastic. It's Sean Lang and from Darla Gerlach, who is Dr. Gerlach a teacher, principal?
She's the GATE teacher.
Okay.
Gifted education teacher.
Well, great. Well, go ahead whenever you're set.
Take a look at this sunflower standing so tall. Isn't it pretty? It started so small, but it kept growing and it never stopped. It's just love. Water and sunshine makes it so high. It's not looking down on me, it shows me the sky. Yeah, it's just love. Water and sunshine makes it so high. And it's not looking down on me, it shows me the sky. I know that my sunflower will always be there. But you can't unlearn what you've learned. Once you've learned it, it stays in the air. So I'll keep growing, and I guess I won't stop. It's just love. Water and sunshine makes it so high. And it's not looking down on me, it shows me the sky. When it starts to rain on a cold, lonely day, remember the seeds that you planted won't just go away. They'll grow up through the night, and it's alright. Take a look at this sunflower standing so tall. Isn't it pretty? It started so small, it kept growing, and I guess it didn't stop. It's just love. Water and sunshine makes it so high. And it's not looking down on me, shows me the sky.
What do you say, folks? A little applause for Have you thought about music as something to do in the future? Well, you're doing it now, but I mean, you're good.
Thanks.
Is there anybody you'd like to acknowledge or say hello to? It's a great song.
I just want to give a shout out to all my friends out there that are listening right now. I know a lot of them were asking me, when are you going on? When are you going on? And I want to give a shout out to my brother and his friend Bailey.
Excellent. What's your brother's name?
Matt.
Excellent. And if anybody missed it, because we're running a little behind today, but it'll be online shortly. We'll send you a link to it later. So thanks. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's Sean Lang. And now we are going to turn to folks. They're from the Baldwin-Whitehall School District, and it's Benjamin Harrison School, right? Do I have that right? Am I wrong? Hang on. I've got my notes here. It's J.E. Harrison School. Yes. Does anybody know who J.E. Harrison is?
No.
I don't either. We'll find out. Sorry about that. But he or she is not Benjamin Harrison. I'll bet he or she was somebody or is somebody who loves education. Let's find out who we have. Your name?
Hi, I'm Rayleigh Ferrero, and I'd like to give a shout out to my friends and everyone at U-Haul.
Excellent. Do you mean the U-Haul?
Yeah, my mom's a truck driver for U-Haul, and everyone over there right now is listening to me. So.
Excellent. Which U-Haul is it?
The one actually in Pittsburgh. There's like a she got a new.
Do you know what street it's on? Or
no, I'm not
okay.
sure.
Well, everybody at U-Haul, hello. You know who you are, and I'm glad you did that. Hi.
Hi, I'm Ritika, and I'd like to give a shout out to my mom listening at home and everybody else listening.
Excellent. And Ritika, if you could just sort of pivot that over. Hello.
Hi, I'm Cameron, and I would like to give a shout-out to my mom back home and my dad, and it's actually outside right now.
Excellent.
Hello, I'm Elizabeth Pro, and I'd like to give a shout-out to all the people that know me that are listening right now.
That is a good way to cover everybody. You're perfect. If you win an Oscar award or an Emmy, you've got the speech down. Nobody will feel left out.
Hello, I'm Jenna, and I would like to give a shout-out to all my friends listening right now.
So, congratulations on your Fairchild Challenge victory here. What can you tell me about the... Did you do one project as a team or individual projects?
We each did individual projects.
Well, great. Tell me each about the individual project that you did. And to help people listening at home, you could just sort of say your name at the beginning so they'll know for sure that it's you. Like, I would say, this is Larry, and I'm going to ask you to tell me about your project.
Well, this is Jenna, and what I did, I had an idea for moving solar panels so they would follow the sun and they would get more energy to the school.
That's a really great idea. Do you have solar panels at the school now?
No.
So they would be on some sort of, like, rail system or something just to move them?
Yeah. What,
is that done elsewhere, do you know?
I don't think so.
What a good idea. I've heard of the angle changing a little, but to actually move it, what a great idea. What was yours?
My name is Elizabeth, and my idea was to replace all the normal paper with 100% recycled paper in all of our copiers, because we use a lot of paper with three grades, and a lot of teachers don't have, like, class sets. We get each person has papers, so by replacing that, we'll be saving a lot of trees. And
it's a great idea, and I'm sure that's one. These ideas are so practical. It's really interesting. Doing good things for the environment is often a way to save money too at the same time. Great idea. And what's yours?
Hi, I'm Cameron, and my idea was to replace all the fluorescent light tubes that are in our school and replace them with smaller and more energy-efficient LEDs.
Excellent. That sounds like something that could be done, too. Do you know if your school is thinking of doing something like that?
I don't know.
Because I think those lights provide better light for reading. I know we're going to be replacing ours soon with LED lighting. And I know they use a lot less energy. That's a great idea. Do you have those kind of lights at home?
No.
Okay, usually people are going to start, I think, replacing them little by little. Let's find out about your idea.
Well, I'm Ritika, and my friend Rachel and me worked together on this. So our idea was to create the school sign with flowers. It was actually supposed to be a vertical garden. And the flowers are supposed to spell out our school's name.
That's great. Have you seen the PNC building sign downtown?
No.
You could probably Google it if you don't go downtown often. But it's a big skyscraper that has the name PNC on it. And it's spelled out. Has anybody seen it? It's spelled out in flowers and plants. It looks very healthy. You know, it's been kept watered and maintained. Is that the kind of thing?
Yeah.
Very cool. Do you know how to make that happen?
Well, it could just be like a vertical garden. And to keep the soil in place, we could put a meshwork over it and the flowers could grow. And the flowers have to be something that grow in the summer and winter. Otherwise, it wouldn't work.
Oh, it sounds like you've thought it out well. And what was your idea?
I'm Rayleigh, and I didn't really have a basic idea. I just helped put everything together, and I drew the rooftop. But I did have this one idea where, just for extra things, we have these islands in our school parking lot. And we weren't really putting anything on them, so I had the idea to put a willow tree on it, because willow trees are just very beautiful and nature-like.
Yeah, I love willow trees, and they probably provide cover for birds and, you know, protect other animals.
Yeah.
So these are like islands to separate where people park that are probably just ugly now.
Yeah, they're just there. But I basically just, like I said, what I did is me and my friend Ann drew the basic layout of the school. and I worked on everything that we were putting on the school on the rooftop. Like, we did the solar panels, and we had a water fountain with this.
I see.
Yeah.
You did, like, the master plan, so all the ideas could be seen at once. What a neat idea. That sounds like something an architect or an engineer would do. Is that what you might want to do when you get older? Have you thought about that?
I do want to get into art, but not exactly architecture and stuff like that.
Well, you guys, what great ideas between you five, and then I think we had eight people here from Schaefer, and then also Sean from Shaler, with terrific ideas. The Fairchild Challenge is administered by Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens. Anything else that you guys may have wanted to say that I could have missed, or that anything you're just thinking? I'm really proud of you. These are all, like, amazingly intelligent and practical ideas for sustainability and for this concept of biophilia. Your song is great, Sean. I hope other people will learn it. Who knows, maybe we'll play it. We have a good recording of it, though. Thank you for being here, too. Thanks to all of you for being part of our Youth Expression Showcase. It's now 23 minutes after 11 o'clock, and Haley Rolfe is coming up next with live music.